friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Arzu. Hey, Arzu! She sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's amazing story about a mermaid and a unicorn? Me too. Let's go! Dr. Stinky Breath was up in his blimp, way high in the sky, up by the clouds, and he was using a pair of binoculars. What is he doing up there? Let's check it out.
Hitting all the people have all that fun on the beach. Oh, that is terrible. Why would they want to have so much fun and laughter?
Oh, I think the blimp is flying over a beach, and he's watching a lot of people have a lot of fun on the beach. Beaches are pretty fun, right? Yeah, you can build sandcastles or dig holes and go swimming and jump over the waves, and there's a lot of fun to have on the beach. And Dr. Stinky Breath does not like fun.
Purple ninjas, come over here. We need a plan.
Okay, boss. I see what you're talking about. They are having a lot of fun down there, and we like to crush the fun.
Yes, yes. You can call us the Fun Crushers. Put that on a t-shirt or something.
Okay, boss, whatever you say. But we have an idea that might, get people to stop having so much fun.
Oh, yeah? What is the plan?
Oh, remember the lava machine that it didn't quite work at the...
Yes, I remember the lava machine that didn't work at the kid's house. Of course I remember. Why would you bring that up?
Oh, yes. I know we don't like talking about the times that we failed, but we were thinking, boss, that maybe we could use that lava machine to heat up the ocean and make it too hot to swim in. And then all the creatures would leave and the people would not have any more fun. What do you think?
Oh, that is a good plan. Do we still have any more lava machines?
Yes, we have a lot of them because we never used them because it didn't work the first time.
I know it didn't work, but that's a very interesting idea. I like it. Okay, Purple Ninjas, let's get to work.
Oh no! Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are gonna try and heat up the ocean? That would be terrible! Like, we can't turn the ocean into some kind of ginormous, super, super hot tub, right? Yeah, that would be a terrible plan. The fish wouldn't be able to live there anymore and they would die, and the beach would not be fun anymore because a lot of reasons. This is really, really bad. But don't worry. Have I ever told you about Amelia the Mermaid? Guess what? I think she and her friend Arzu are going to save the day. As Amelia was swimming around the ocean, she was having a great day. Like a perfect day. I just love swimming. This is the perfect day, just like Mr. Jim said Amelia. Yes, Amelia, you're right. That is what Mr. Jim said. It is the perfect day. And as she was swimming around, she saw these purple creatures that she'd never seen before jump into the ocean. Huh, what are those guys? What are they doing? As she swam over, she was very curious and she wanted to meet a new friend. So as she swam over to these new purple creatures that she'd never seen before, they were carrying a very large contraption of some kind, and she'd never seen one before, and she wanted to ask what it was. Hello, friends. My name's Amelia. What are you guys doing?
Hey. We're doing some secret work here. You can't be here. Go away. Go.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. I'm sorry for bothering you. Bye. Amelia swam and hid behind some coral to watch. those were the purple ninjas. They had on some kind of scuba gear, and they were setting up that lava machine contraption. And Amelia, mermaids have very good hearing, and so she was able to hear what they were talking about.
This will be perfect. The boss will love it when we're able to turn this on and heat up the ocean. Ha 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 ha.
Heat up the ocean? That's bad. Oh no, I have to stop them. But how? Amelia started swimming around and remembered her friend Arzu, who was a flying unicorn. She swam up to the surface of the water and she called out, "Arzu, where are you?" Arzu the unicorn immediately came flying out from the clouds. "Hey Arzu, it's so good to see you." "Amelia, wow, how are you doing?" "Well, I was having a great day until I saw these purple creatures. They're scary looking and they're really, really mean. They sound like they got something stuck in their noses. Well, they're trying to heat up the ocean and make it really hot, which would be really, really bad. I don't know why, but we have to stop them." "Are you kidding me?" Arzu said. "That is terrible. Oh, that makes me so mad. And unicorns don't get mad. We're usually very happy, but this definitely makes me angry. Okay, we gotta stop them." Arzu and Amelia, they were pretty unique as mermaids and unicorns. They had magical powers that they could turn into humans, people with legs and hands and hair, you know, just like us. Well, they turned into people and called into Spy HQ. "HQ, come in. Over."
"Hey, what's going on? Hello, friends. Who is this?"
"This is Arzu and Amelia. We have some information that you won't believe." Arzu and Amelia told HQ all about what was going on. And HQ confirmed that that was most likely the work of Dr. Stinky Breath. They told Arzu and Amelia,
"We need you to join our spy team. Thank you for alerting us to this problem, but it looks like you two are the most qualified to handle this problem. All right, we need you to get to work and keep us informed of what's going on. Over and out."
"Arzu, are you sure we can do this?" said Amelia. Yes, I know we can. Because when I turn back into a unicorn, I can fly up and watch that floating thing up there, which I've been spying on. I'm pretty sure it's connected to those purple guys. And you can, maybe you can swim down and try and turn off that machine." "That's a great idea," said Amelia. Amelia jumped back into the ocean. And as soon as she jumped back into the ocean, she turned back into a mermaid. She swam all the way back down to where that machine was, but those purple creatures were still there. She needed to find a way to scare them away. And she thought to herself, "Okay, do I know any scary friends? Oh yes, Bert. Bert's pretty scary." She swam into the coral and called out to her friend Bert. "Bert, are you in there?"
"Hey, Amelia, how are you doing?"
Bert was a very big octopus.
"A very scary looking octopus, if you ask me. Oh,
whew. I would not like to run into Bert the octopus in the middle of the ocean. Holy smokes, he would play a mean game of tag. Whoa. Yes, and I need your help, Bert. You see those guys? I need you to scare them away, or else they're going to do something really, really bad." Amelia watched behind the coral as Bert the octopus came out very scary looking. Bert is actually a really nice octopus, but considering the situation, he needed to act very scary.
"I'm going to eat you with my eight legs. You better run."
He didn't know how to make a scary sound. It was kind of more like a laugh. but the purple ninjas didn't know any better.
What?
We gotta get out of here! Run! The purple ninjas started swimming away as fast as they could. They were terrified. As they got back up to the surface, they were met by a very crazy flying unicorn Arzu.
Hey, you guys! You gotta get out of here, or else we're gonna find some more friends to scare you away for good!
Okay! Let's go, guys! We gotta get back to the blimp!
The purple ninjas zoomed off on some kind of flying device, kind of like a jetpack, and zoomed off back to the blimp. Amelia was busy down at the bottom of the ocean, turning off this heating device so that it wouldn't heat the ocean.
Amelia and Arzu saved the day, saved the ocean, and foiled another one of Dr. Stinky Breath's evil plans. Great job, guys, and I'm so glad that our unicorn and mermaid friends are now on the spy team. We need more spy team members, so if you are super smart and super brave, I need you on our spy team. All right, friends? Well, I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!
Great job! You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Oscar and Charlie from Newcastle, Australia, Luke and Alex from California, Oren from New Jersey, Atlas from Denver, Colorado, Luna from Asheville, North Carolina, and Ada from Indiana. I'm so glad that you are all on the spy team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!